Boker Tov, a taste of Rashi this morning. A very short Rashi, not so exciting, but actually critical, of critical importance to the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. As the Torah describes the way that we're going to conduct ourselves in the Beit HaMikdash, it says, Ki yirchak mimcha makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha lasum shmo sham, v'zavachta mi b'charcha mitzoncha asher nesan Hashem Elokecha, kasher tziviticha, v'achalta b'sharecha v'chol abad navshecha. It says that once Hashem decides where the Beit HaMikdash is going to be, and people are going to be able to shecht only for chulin, where they are. They're only going to be allowed to shecht in their own homes or in their own backyards, as we talked about yesterday, only for the sake of eating a regular meal, not for kodesh. However, the Torah says that you should shecht the animal kasher tziviticha, in the way that I instruct, in the way that I command it. And the problem is, as Rashi points out, if you look throughout the Torah to find out what are the laws of shechita, what do you find? There's almost nothing. You know what to do after you shecht the animal in terms of covering the blood, but how do you actually shecht the animal? Where are all the laws about the size of the knife, or the fact that the knife has to be completely chalak, completely smooth, or the way that you're supposed to do the action? They're nowhere to be found. There's nothing in the Torah about these laws. So Rashi says, "Lamando sheish tzivui b'zvicha heach yishchot, deino choshchita, sheneamru l'moshe misinai." All these halachot are the Moshe Mitzrayim. We have them in the Gemara in Chulin, but they don't find their way into Tanakh, which is just a precursor to all the other mitzvot, like Tefillin and Tzitzit and others, that all the details of these mitzvot are only found in the Torah Shebaal Peh, because they were only given to Moshe Bahar Sinai. Shavua Tov.